So we're going to move to a new topic a little bit. Okay. We need to give an introduction. So the Chacham's Tzvi's son, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, called himself Yaivitz. Yaakov Emden ben Tzvi. That's where the Yaivitz came from. But this is because the Yaivitz was not him. He was one of the Grushei Svara. He wrote a Pirishan on Mesechta Zavos. They referred to him as the Chassid Yaivitz because you see from his safer what the Madrigas he was holding by. He didn't call himself the Chassid Yaivitz. The tzelem is that which allows the person to be the vehicle to absorb chokhma. That's what allows a person to have to absorb chokhma. So we share that with Umas. We have something else as well, which they don't have. We have a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which they don't have. So you would think Tzelem Elokim, if a boy is created in Tzelem Elokim, he gets connections to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Say that's not what Tzelem Elokim means. That we're diving to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we're able to have a tremendous amount of wisdom. There's another thing beyond that. The Russian put a sign for that. Torah is not given through a process of Hakira Sichlis. The ability to receive Torah required Nebuah. Just like Tzelem is the vehicle to the to absorb the chokhma, this inyan al-ki, this godliness the Russia put in Klal Yisrael is what allows us the vehicle to absorb Torah. There are people who have Tzelem al-ki, but don't use it. So if he doesn't, if one of the Bnei Noyah doesn't use that tzelem that he has, i.e. his chokhmah, to understand the yisurus that how he's supposed to live and use the world properly, the punishment is he's going to be punished. Kenonish karis Yisrael shlamo b'sara l'sa. So the inyan al-ki for Klal Yisrael will be similar, and that's what the Council of Chorus, the simon of the Inyan Eloki is in the Mila, which makes us unique. The person denies that, so he's Nichras. Gam Tzelem Elokim. Now let's talk about Tzelem Elokim for a second. Tzelem Maila Gadol Hi Shachol Shal Seichel Mekirbas Elokim. Gadol Ha'Adam Nitzav Hakayma Laharis Kishroshay VeIkra Lamal. So man stands erect as an indication that the Iker of the man is opposed to all of the other animals which walk on the floor, etc. They bent over, right? that man is lahar is mitzvah kaima lahar is kishrosh of ikar lamal. The ikar by him is the head. The zua mile efshal of the other mahasher nafshay vidavka b'muskolus, which means that he can create a hasharas nefesh by taking the knowledge that he has and making that what he's connected to. Therefore, when the body dies, he's not dead. If he takes that head and uses it as a mechanism for the body, so there's nothing to be left over when he dies. But if he can use this koyach, the hasha nafsha b'hidovka b'maskolos, by being dovik in this world of knowledge beyond himself, he doesn't die when he dies. Now, I'm assuming this is still a quote from the Chassid Yavetz. He's putting it, you know, in quotation marks. Okay? That's what Im calls that. That's the goddess of Selim Lakim. That's not the final thing.
But what does he mean, the Dafkin is called? What exactly is that?
Well, you know, let's finish America for a minute. With all of that godless that Tzelem Elokim represents, it's still not the final madriga, which is Okay. So, Rabbi Tversky has a fascinating line that, you know, in the world of nomenclature, so man is referred to as Homo sapiens. So Homo is ape, and sapiens means wise. So men are wise apes, according to the scientists. So Rabbi Tversky writes and says, I would like to create a different title for man. He says, even if you consider, you will accept the genus being Homo, spirituality is the species, not sapiens. There's some very wise animals, very intelligent animals, but as you've never seen an animal will make a calculation, a consideration, because of spiritual needs to decide not to eat because you should fast, or to be abstained from having relations with its mate. There are animals which will forgo that in order to keep the pack alive, because that's part of their instinct, is to maintain the min. But just for spiritual reasons, you know, they feel that they've been eating too much, and they're not, you know, being nice enough, they need to fast. Such a concept doesn't exist. Man does that. Man does many things which are illogical in a certain sense, if the purpose is just the physical body. An animal will not do that. So what the seichel is that he's referring to over here is that a man is able to, through their thought process, to comprehend tremendous truths and tremendous realities. And a person who commits his life to that, the pursuit of to find those things and to live based on that, is definitely, he's not defining himself by his body. So we understand why, when his body dies, he's not dead, because that's not who he is. Whereas a person who uses all of his intelligence to further the pursuit of the goals of the body, we understand why, when he dies, there's nothing left over. Because what part of him isn't dead? But a person which is the hasha nafsham, he dovka b'maskolas, by attaching himself to the world of Miskolas, of this the world of being masculine, of really truly understanding the greater realities of the world, by being dovek in that, that allows the nefesh to be nisher after the person dies. But what the chiddush of that is that, I mean, that's a tremendous madriga. And that's the point that he's getting at, is like what's more than that? He's saying, no, comes the Chassid Yaakov says, that almost Rav could get that also. But the Russian created an inyan al-ki without defining it, which Klai Shalish is connected to, which allows us, the same way we understand that the Tzelem al-Kim, the Russian made, that putting Tzelem al-Kim in man means he's, the Russian put in him a vehicle that he can rise above just to be visible. That's the Tzelem al-Kim. So that's why a person can become, and that's the vehicle, that's the noise, that's what's going to support as a whole this greater reality and the of man in the world of man is through the Tzelem al-Kim. Not Tzelem al-Kim, be a behemoth. What Klai Yisrael has is something beyond that, called the Russian put in us with Tzias Elokim. The ability to absorb Torah requires that. The same way Muskalus requires Tzelem al-Kim, Torah requires the Tzias Elokim. He hasn't defined it yet. He just said it exists. So the Rishiva used to talk about this all the time. He says Torah is not a college subject. Talmud 101. No, don't check. Yeah. This is studium, not a subject. We don't automatically intuit that. You learn, you can study mathematics, you can study Gemara. Okay, mathematics is very, very specific, and Gemara is broad ranging. So somebody, learning Gemara, like, really, expands your horizons to make you a better person. Maybe if I read all the philosophy, maybe read the same thing. We don't automatically intuit that there's something unique and extraordinary about learning Torah. Which is what he wants to go to right now, and talk about that's incorrect. That understanding is incorrect. Once you understand that there's a unique absorption in the world of Torah, we understand that you need a unique vehicle to absorb that. Ramchal says that's what happens when the Russian brought us to Har Sinai. Before he gave us the Torah, he created and he set a tenth Yilim Alechas Kodesh Megay Kodesh, which was said by Gimel Siva. And the Brashim said that, it's called, referred to as Jerem HaMayuchis, he injected into the Nishmas Israel a whole new state of being, which allowed Kaisel to Makabo the Torah. And that's Shad Ilokurna the Arsina, when it's known as the Torah, Dayenu. What's a Dayenu? What did we accomplish Arsina other than getting the Torah? We accomplished this elevation of the Nishmas Israel. That's the Ram Kal says. So now we didn't explain what that is. That's not, we don't have enough time for that. I want to see myself before my hour.